Declaring God's Word, a daily devotion by Derek Prince. February the 28th, the importance of diet.
This week, Derek looks at the teaching from 1 Corinthians that our body is a temple of the Holy Spirit. Today he examines two ways that people attempted to abstain from food and drink, and the possible reasons for doing so. Diet or daily regimen is a vital facet of life. Everybody follows a diet, whether he knows it or not. Various methods of dietary management are advocated, and among them is vegetarianism. I've met many people who are disposed to be vegetarians. I'm not critical of them. I respect them. However, I think there are certain cautions they must keep in mind. Consider what Paul wrote.
Romans chapter 14, verses 1 to 3. Receive one who is weak in the faith, but not to disputes over doubtful things. For one believes he may eat all things, but he who is weak eats only vegetables. Let not him who eats despise him who does not eat, and let not him who does not eat judge him who eats. God has received him.
Paul said that we should be careful about our attitudes towards other people. Regarding vegetarianism, he said, it's only vegetable who eats only vegetables. Faith is weak, for he eschews meat as a righteousness to attain righteousness. Then there is another diet solution, advocated and espoused by many people, abstaining completely from alcohol. But Psalm 104 tells us that the Lord causes the grass to grow for the cattle and vegetation for the services of man, that he may bring forth food from the earth and wine that makes glad the heart of man, oil to make his face shine, and bread which strengthens man's heart. God brings forth from the earth various things for us to consume, including wine, which makes glad the heart of man. Obviously, God doesn't demand that we be teetotalers. Listen to this proclamation and make it your own.
Thank you, Lord, for the blood of Jesus and the work of your Holy Spirit. I will glorify God even in what I eat and how often I do so. My body is a temple for the Holy Spirit, redeemed, cleansed, and sanctified by the blood of Jesus. Amen.